Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful being in God's house? Okay. I believe it's on. Amen. I'd like to open the Bibles this evening to the book of Luke in chapter number 23. I'm not going to use very many verses to read to start, but we want to say it's a privilege tonight to be in the house of the Lord. It's a privilege tonight to be in this missions conference. And I appreciate so much the invitation to invite to come and to be able to share with you tonight some things that the Lord has put on my heart, and I praise the Lord for that. Some of these notes, if I get to them, I'm going to try to get to some of them, but if I get to them, some of them was given to me at 4 o'clock in the morning. Others were given to me when I was riding the mud, cutting the grass. So just pray for us tonight, and I'm glad to be here, glad to be in the house of the Lord. Glad to be a missionary. Glad God has called us to be in His service. Many years ago, it's so wonderful to see Brother Mullins appear to tonight to be able to share with him, a young man just starting out, just hitting the road for the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? My grandson and others, Brother Graham too, is trying to get their support up. Well, I tell you, God's still working, isn't He? God is still doing what He wants to do. And I praise Him for tonight. Let's look at Luke chapter number 23 and verse number 33. I just want to get started tonight as we start the mission conference here at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church, September the 7th. Thank the Lord for this great day. This is one of the anniversaries of the church that I started in Brazil. September the 7th is Independence Day there in Brazil. And they were celebrating tonight, one of the churches that we started there in Brazil. They sent me an email and just so glad that they're being able to celebrate tonight there on the other side of the world. But, you know, the mission conference tonight, I pray that we all would have the same goal in mind, and that is, in the first place, to glorify our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Bring glory and honor to Him in these days of mission conference as God challenges our hearts to do more for Him, to be obedient, to be submissive to what He has for us. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son. I'm glad He loves the world tonight. I'm glad God says to us, Jesus said, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto myself, unto me. In Luke chapter number 23, in verse number 33, the Bible says, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified Him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Our Father, we thank You tonight, Lord, for the grace of God. We thank You for Your goodness tonight. And we ask Thee, dear Lord, tonight to get beyond us and use us tonight, Father, as we submit and give ourselves to You as a vessel meet for Your service and in Your service tonight, Lord, we pray. Dear God, we thank You for all these missionaries. We thank You, Lord, for this missions conference. And I pray, dear God, that it would be exactly to Your glory and to Your honor. Great things, Father, You have done in the past. And we've seen that. And we've seen Your hand, Lord, working and laboring through this church. Thank You, Father, for those that are participating in the ministry here at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. But I ask, dear God, that You'd help us as we think about this presentation already, this slide presentation. God, we know that this world is blind and they do need You, Lord. And I ask You to help us to be able to reach them with the gospel of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Think what Jesus did. What will we do with what He has done? What will we do with what He has done? We are going to be challenged this week. We want to be challenged over and over through these missionaries and through the messages. But what will we do with what He has done? Jesus paid it all. Amen. Will we stop the good news here, or we just stop where we are, or will we continue and try to do more in the future than we've ever done in the past? Will we get a glimpse of what needs to be done through missions And I don't take lightly what God has done and what He's doing through this church. Thank God for everything that's being done. But I pray God will help us and challenge us to be able to do more for His glory and His honor. I'm glad that as we read, we see what Jesus did. We see what Jesus accomplished when he went to the cross of Calvary. He accomplished our salvation. He accomplished for you and I a home in glory. Now, what are we going to do with what he has done? We're going to have an opportunity this week to do some things that God would lead us to do. And I pray God will help us tonight as we get started in this first service, that God will help us to get our hearts in tune and get our hearts open and submissive and obedient to what God has to say to us tonight. I tell you tonight, there are people lost in this world. We'll be given an opportunity this week to help send the wonderful truth of Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross to darkness, where darkness prevails and where rules of darkness and the spiritual wickedness dominate. It's amazing. I just heard from my son over in Africa, and it's amazing, like this young man gave himself to a false cult, a false religion. My son was telling me that there are people there in Africa that have dedicated themselves to serve Satan. They dedicated themselves the rest of their lives to serve Satan. But you know, we will be given the opportunity to penetrate some of that darkness. Thank God for the opportunity we have to do that. Jesus gave his life on the cross of Calvary that the light of the gospel should shine into those that are in darkness and are blind tonight. We read here in verse 33, we have it recorded so clearly and so correctly for us to see what Jesus Christ did for us. But what are we going to do with what he has done? Tonight we asked for your prayers that God would help us as we, Jesus gave himself on the cross of Calvary, as Joseph of Arimathea, the counselor, took the body of Jesus Christ, took him down from the cross and wrapped him in a linen and laid him in a sepulcher that was hewn in a stone. What am I saying tonight? What are you saying, Brother Preet? I want you to see what Jesus did. And then I want to see what we can do with what he has done. What are we going to do about it? I want to say tonight that Jesus went through death on the cross of Calvary. He went through the tomb and he was resurrected from the grave on the third day to give us the wonderful message that we have tonight. We have a message that we can share with this whole world. Thank God for that. And you know, it works everywhere. All these children up here with different languages and different cultures and different... But you know what? The Word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God penetrates darkness. The Word of God, the entrance of thy Word, the Bible says, giveth light. And I'm glad for the light that has shone in my own heart. I'm glad for God's light that he expelled the darkness that was in me. And it'll happen to all of these countries and these other people. It'll happen to the same way. It's amazing how in Brazil, I sit down with people and open the Bible and read the Word of God. It's amazing how God's Word penetrates the dark hearts. All we need to do is to see to it that they get it. Amen. We need to take it to them. Just three thoughts tonight, and as the time moves on, but I want to talk just a moment, as I have, about the crucified Christ. You know, to God be the glory. You know what this church is all about? It's all about glorifying Jesus Christ. I hear a pastor say that all the time. It's about exalting him. It's about praising him. And how better could we praise him and other than to do what he asked us to do? The crucified Christ. You know, after carefully examining the Lord Jesus Christ by the leaders in that day, Pilate, the governor, said after examining him, he said, "I find no fault in him." I say that you found that to be true. That you've never found fault in him. I find no fault in him. There was no fault in Jesus. The leaders found Jesus to be innocent. When he was sent to King Herod, and he said, King Herod, after examining him, he said, Lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. Jesus Christ was innocent. He was without sin. After being examined by the leaders and the law examined him, They said there's no fault in him. After under the scrutiny of the light of that day, the people examine the Lord. You know what they come up with? He's innocent. There's no fault in Jesus Christ. After being examined over and over, they found no fault in Jesus Christ. He was innocent. That's what I want us to see, what he did for you and I. But what are we going to do with what he did? Thank God we have an opportunity to get the gospel out into the Philippines and these other countries around the world. I'm thankful. Thank God for what the Lord is doing. He was innocent. Paul said this. He said that who knew no sin, Jesus Christ was innocent. He was made sin. He was made righteous. He was made sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Jesus was innocent. Amen. I'm glad of that, aren't you? I'm glad we serve the true and the living God. There is only one God, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He was innocent. Peter said, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. In typology, Jesus Christ was innocent. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming in unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Even in typology, the Lord Jesus Christ was innocent. Even in testimonies, Jesus was innocent. The testimonies of the thief on the cross, he said, but this man, Jesus, had done nothing amiss. Jesus was innocent. I want you to see that tonight, that as a crucified Savior. But you know what? I want you to see also in Luke chapter number 24, he was crucified. He was innocent. In Luke chapter number 24, we find that not only was he crucified in chapter number 23 and laid in a tomb, but in chapter number 24 of Luke, it says, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, there came into the sepulchre bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. That would be a good place to say amen. Amen. He found a stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass as they were much perplexed about thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Amen. He is risen. What are we saying, brother? What are we saying? I'm saying in chapter number 3, Jesus Christ was crucified. In chapter number 24, this first part, we find Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Why did he do all this? He did all this to give us a message that we can carry to the far ends of the world and tell people what he did. He suffered and bled and died and was resurrected from the dead to give us the message that we have today. It's a message of life. It's a message of hope. It's a message that gives experience and peace to those who wants it. He is not here. He's risen. Also in this chapter, I want you to see, lastly, you can see this in verse number 45. He was crucified. He was buried. He rose again. So what are we going to do with what he did? Thank God we can take the message to the world. Amen? You know, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of this gospel that we have before us tonight. I'm not ashamed of the truth that God had put in my soul. I remember going to Brazil just as a young man when I had black hair. Amen. Like Brother Philip there. Amen. My grandson, he's got black hair. He'll have it for a few more years. Went into this place, this bar they call them there where they sell the, you know, milk and you buy just about everything. Not even able really to speak the language clearly. Went in this place, this establishment. I'll just say that might be better. Establishment, okay? people sitting around everywhere, and I just said, open my Bible, turn to John 3:16, and I just said, hey, give me your attention. Everybody looked at me so strange, and they gave me their attention because they couldn't understand really what I was saying. When they gave me their attention, I read that verse of Scripture, trembling in my boots. Read that verse of Scripture and talked to them a little bit and left. And I got down on the street. I said, praise God, that's over, amen. Because the Lord told me to do it. And you know what? If you look on my display back there, you will see a man with a white shirt on that over 20 years ago, he was in that establishment. And he preaches a gospel today. He said, you know, I didn't understand everything you had to say, but he said, I knew you had something. Amen. You know, God, help us to take the message of the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ to the far corners of this earth. I was preaching the other night in the church, and you know, I was given a challenge that the church needs to reach out. And you know, they said, well, we're just trying to do everything we can here. No, God wants us to reach both in Jerusalem and in Judea. He wants us to do all that we can, folks. It's running out. Time is running out, and mine is too. But the great commission of the church is found right here.
Time's gone. It says, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. You want to understand the Scriptures tonight?
We have the crucifixion, and we also have the death, the burial of the Lord Jesus Christ. But here we see the commission that God has given them. He opened to them their understanding that they might know the Scriptures. And afresh and anew tonight, I pray God will help us to realize the Scriptures. Then said he unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer. It was the will of God for him to suffer. Dr. Harold B. Seitler said one time, I heard him preaching, he said, listen, Calvary was not a mistake. Calvary was the plan of God. He says here, he opened to them understanding it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, to raise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations. We have an opportunity this week to reach out into some of these places with the gospel, with the light of Jesus Christ. We have the opportunity to be a part of something that's a lot bigger than we are. My son always said to me, he said, well, if I can do it, God don't need me. I want to get into something that God has to do it. You need to think about that this week, amen? Let's get into something that God has to do. And he'll help us. What are we going to do with what Jesus has done, the message that he's given us, the opportunity that we have? Mark 16:15 said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Matthew 28:19, I know you've heard it. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them, he said. Teach them, bring the knowledge of Jesus Christ to them. Make disciples out of them. Tonight, listen, it is not a burden to serve God. It is a blessing. Amen. It is a tremendous blessing to serve the Lord, to reach beyond the regions beyond. The challenge of this week, the challenge that we have for Christians this week. Many churches no longer have the heartbeat of God. Many churches don't have the mission program in the forefront of their activities. But you want to be blessed? Put it out in the forefront, amen? Make it part of your weekly prayers and dedication to God. Many churches, missionaries stay on the deputation for many, many, many years, even months and years.
called churches many times and with very, very little results many times. And some pastors, you can forget some of them. They're just not going to call you back. Missionaries is not your enemy. Missionaries is your servants given by God to reach people. The local churches, they should be acquainted with their missionaries. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord I'm a missionary out of this church. The local church should pray for their missionaries. Local church should provide and help the needs of missionaries. God is pleased with that. Sometimes I think God just teaches us missionaries a lesson or two to not to depend on certain things, but to depend on the Lord. On deputation, my wife and I, my time's gone, isn't it? My wife and I was on deputation, and children, three boys. We had the money to get to the service, but we didn't have the money to put gas in the car to get back. So, you know, missionaries, we always just, well, I know what I'll do. You know what I'm talking about, brother? I'll just trust the Lord. I'll just get down there, and I know they'll probably give me gas money, at least. Got there, and they forgot to give me gas money. So on the way back home, we scrambling through the car trying to find some change. I think we found 80 cents or something, less than a dollar. Stopped at a gas station, and I told him, I said, put it in there. I got 83 cents or something. Put 83 cents in it. So that's back when they pumped gas. Remember that? He began to pump the gas, and it passed a dollar, it passed $2, it passed $4, it passed $5. I said, whoa, 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 I don't have any money. He didn't pay attention, just kept on and on and on. Until you hear that famous sound, click. Filled it up. I said, sir. He said, he put the cap on it. He says the words, I've never seen that man before in my life. He said, God bless you, young man. He said, I don't even need your 80 cents. I'm telling you, it is a blessing. Amen? It's a blessing. And that's why we ought to see where to be challenged with that. It's a blessing to share with others. Amen. I mean, I support missionaries through the church. I support missionaries individually. I love missionaries. Of course, I am one. Amen. I love pastors. I love God's people. Listen, we need to be challenged tonight to appreciate what God has done. Do you know just give me a minute or two or three or four, okay? I'm sorry, I don't really want to go over. Moreover, brethren, we do to wit of the grace, listen what he says, of the grace bestowed on the churches in Macedonia. Do you know it is a grace of God? It is a gift bestowed by God for us to help missions. Glory to God. Amen. I'm glad of that. Missionaries, I said a few things about the church. Now let me take care of this other end. Missionaries, after that, I've got another illustration here, but I'm not going to use it. I want to say tonight, I've got it written down here, that I do appreciate this conference this week. We are grateful, aren't we, missionaries? We're all grateful to them, to this church. And I want to thank my pastor tonight. I really do. I want to thank my pastor. I want to thank my pastor because he did it the right way. He did it the right way. What are you saying, Brother Pritchard? Did he get in touch with you? Hallelujah. Amen. How many times a missionary has to call and call and call? Our pastor got in touch with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Brother Jody. Thank you. I appreciate that. I sure do. We're responsible to the pastor. I'm responsible to my pastor. And I have two, amen? I've only had four pastors in my life, but now I still got two, amen. Missionaries are trained to establish churches, self-supporting churches on the mission field. Missionaries are to train national pastors to take their work. Missionary churches on the field are to become mission-minded and heart churches for missions. In Brazil, we support missionaries. In Africa, Portugal, in the Amazon, with support Indians. We support pastors that work and labor there. Thank the Lord. Local churches are responsible for reaching the world. We are servants for Christ's sake. And I pray tonight that God would help us. First of all, we need to pray this week about what God would have us to do. We need to pray that the Lord would renew us, that God would remind us and stir our hearts and minds that by the way of remembrance this week, we need to focus our priorities to His Word and what He wants for our lives. We need to ask God to open our understanding that we might understand the Scriptures that He wants this world reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us start the mission conference in dedication and prayer to God that He would direct our steps, that we would not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways we would acknowledge Him and let Him direct our steps. Let Him direct our path tonight. Let's stand to our feet, please. Our God in heaven, we thank You tonight, Lord, for Your grace and mercy. We thank You, Father, tonight for the privilege that we have to be a part of the mission work of this church. And we pray for every member, Lord. We pray for everyone that's a part, that's, Lord, involved in missions. We thank You tonight, Lord, for this opportunity. And as we come to the first service of this missions conference, I do pray, Lord, that You'd help us as a church, Lord, to come to this altar tonight and just kneel down and ask God to help us to be a blessing. Help us to know Your will, Father. Help us not to lean on our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge You, Lord. I pray, dear Lord, tonight that we would start this mission conference out in prayer to the Lord. That Sunday, when Sunday rolls around, we'll have an answer from God. Lord, I pray right now as we sing, Lord, as we open the songbooks and sing a song, Lord, may folks step out, may folks come down and begin the conference tonight with a word of prayer, thanking God for His goodness here in America, thanking God for what He's done, but helping us, Lord, to have a vision of this world that's dying without Jesus Christ. Help us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and play through something. Your heads are bound, your eyes are closed. Maybe the Lord is speaking to you tonight. Maybe you'd like to come to this altar and just ask God to lay on your heart what He would have you and your family to do as far as faith promise is concerned for this year. I'm telling you, if the Lord's speaking to you, Brother Gary's going to begin to sing. If God's speaking to you, you come as He sings. Come on.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go with Him, with Him all the way.
You're playing through soft. If you're standing, I'd like you to look this way. There's folks praying. All I ask as your pastor is that you seek the Lord. Ask the Lord that whatever He wants you to do, and I trust that you mean it, that you'll do it. It'd be great to see somebody walk the aisle this week and say, I believe God's calling me to the missions, to the mission field. But the very least that we all can do is give of what the Lord's given us to help send those who are going. And And I trust that this is your heartbeat. I trust this is your burden. I promise you, when you see the Lord, you'll be glad you're involved. We'll only wish we'd have done more. I don't think anybody's going to look at the Lord and say, boy, I think I did all I could do, and I think I did enough, and nothing else I could have done. No. But I believe there'll be many of us who'll say, I wish I could go back and give a little bit more, go a little bit more, do a little bit more. This conference is about turning our focus completely upon missions and lost souls. And if we do our part, the need will be met. God will never lead you to give something that He will not help you give. And if we all be obedient to Him, the need will be met. Amen. And that's all we're asking. I want to give you some thoughts to consider as you leave here. Each night after the service, we're doing good on time, great on time. We're getting ready to dismiss a little bit earlier than I dismiss typically on Wednesday night. Of course, by the time I get done talking, it may not be that. But anyway, every night the displays are set up in the gymnasium. And every night we're going to be featuring a certain food item. Tonight is nachos and cheese. Amen. That's enough to stay and eat, you know. We want all of you to stay. You say, Jody, I can't stay long. Then don't stay long, but at least go through and say hello to the missionaries. If you have a child, their passports are available. They're over in the gym. And the way that this works is we're highlighting a couple of countries each night. And your children are to take their passport and find these missionaries. They'll be at their display tables. And these missionaries will have a stamp to stamp their country in their passport. Have you all have a child here? Would you raise your hand? If you have a child here, please take your child over there. Let them get a passport. Hey, your child may never forget this right here. So take them over there to get the passport. Tonight's countries are Cape Verde. That is Mr. and Mrs. Philip Pritchard. And then Mexico, that's Mrs. Julia Garst. So your children are going to go by and get that. Hate to even mention this, but we need nursery workers for tomorrow night and Friday night. If you're a lady and you are willing to work tomorrow night or Friday night, if we need you, we need 9 ladies, 5 tomorrow night, 4 Friday night. If you're willing to do that, now it doesn't mean we need you, but if we need you, you're willing to work in the nursery, would you raise your hand if you wouldn't mind to do that? Okay, I need all of you ladies, if you wouldn't mind, to go by out here on the bulletin board. There's a sign-up sheet. Please sign your name to that, okay? Please help us with that. That'll be a great thing. And what I'd like to do here tonight is I'd like for all these missionaries, just for a moment, if you all wouldn't mind just to make a line, just right across the front here, if you'll make a line. And these missionaries who are with us, Brother Bob, let's see, Brother Scott, you can help me with this. Right over here to my left, right behind this wall here, we've got a little something we want to give them tonight. This is not everything they're getting. We're going to be bombarding these missionaries. I mean bombarding them. But this is just something to kind of tie you over while you're here. You know what I'm saying? My wife has worked hard on these things. And these are things that if your wife has you on a diet, just don't tell her about them, okay? But we've got a bag for all of you here. And these are just a couple of items. Well, it's more than a couple. I mean, brother, it takes 2 hands probably to hold on to that thing. And this is just a little something to express our appreciation. And take it. Now listen, if you missionaries don't like that stuff, I can take it all home with me, all right? And what I'd like you to do, all of you missionaries, if you wouldn't mind to go ahead and make your way over to the gymnasium. And we're going to invite all of you, please stay. Even if you're not going to eat, just go by the gymnasium. Look at all the displays. Shake the missionaries' hands. If you have a child, take them by to get their passport. Again, Cape Verde, Philip Pritchard and his dear wife, and Miss Julia Garst for the country of Mexico. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Now, folks, it's 10 after 8. We're doing great. Doing great. And if the Lord touches down, then we'll be here as long as He wants us to be here. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, you'll be right back in your place. Bring somebody with you, all right? Let's bow for a word of prayer. Ask the Lord to be with us. And I hope all of you will go through the gymnasium, grab you some nachos and cheese, say hello, and then you can go on your way. Okay, let's pray together. Father, we love you. Thank you for this night. Bless this night. Seal this message on our heart. And I pray for the remainder of this conference that you'll be honored and glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Children's banks will be given on Friday night. Friday night, children's banks.